Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3351BN. Today's date is May 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Solar Storm Communications, Trump Ready to Go to Jail for the Constitution. Time is now. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking. Yes, there's panic all over the place because remember, they used to have complete and utter control of the people of this country, of the world. They had everything. They controlled the narrative. They controlled the news stations. They controlled social media. They controlled everything that people heard, everything that people saw. And they were able to counteract anyone that was trying to push the truth out there. Times have now changed, and they have lost that control. And that is why there is panic, because when you lose control over the flow of information, when you lose control over what people are seeing, you cannot control the population. Yes, you can use force. Yes, you can go out and arrest people. But when people see that, people reject it. Remember, controlling people with information, this is invisible to the people. They don't see what's happening. They don't understand what's happening, because if they decide to censor, block, or leave certain information out, what do people really see? Well, a lot of people don't see any of it. That's the whole point. And this is how they were able to control people with information, without people standing up saying, hey, this isn't right, we shouldn't be doing this. But now it's very, very different, because they've lost this control, and it's going to get harder and harder for them. They're going to try to control it by trying to push all these different laws, like hate speech laws. And you can see it's already starting with what they're trying to do with anti-Semitism. And again, this is a hate speech law. And yes, it's hate speech against a certain group of people, just like there's other hate speeches, which is against other people. And really what they want to do is they want to get people on board to say, yes, since we need it for anti-Semitism, we need it for trans people, we need it for this, we need it for that. And anyone's talking about any of these groups, it's all hate. And this is what they're really trying to do. This is how they're going to try to control everyone. Plus, they're already putting into place, and we know that the Biden administration is already working with social media companies to actually censor people once again. And we can see other countries that are following along in all of this. But again, I do believe this is all going to fail in the end, because now it's too late for them to try to control the situation, because the people are already awake. So what's very interesting is that we're having a solar storm right now. And yes, it's a very powerful solar storm. People are seeing the lights in the northern part of this country, and some people are seeing it in the southern part of this country. But I don't believe that this storm is going to knock out all communications and everything's going to go dark. But what I do believe is that these type of things that are occurring right now, it allows the deep state to do things when nobody is looking. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a message on social media talking about how the phone is going from a system where you had to ask the operator to dial number to a system where you actually had a rotary dial and you were able to dial people yourself. So this is communications right here. And I do believe he's pointing to communications and what is happening right now with the solar storms. Because remember, if you go back in time with the Carrington effect, we had a solar storm back in the 1800s. and that took out the Telegraph. So do I believe that they might be doing something at this point where they can do it where nobody is looking? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trump, he's been fighting for the people this entire time. And he's actually showing the people how to fight and how to stand up for the Constitution. And he's actually showing the way. He's the guy that is out front leading the charge. And he's letting everyone know, listen, I will go to jail for the Constitution. Isn't this what our founding fathers did? That's exactly what they did. They said, listen, give me liberty, give me death. I will fight for the Constitution. I will fight for the freedom, the right to speak, to light, the right to be secure in my personal belongings, the right to own a weapon, the right to live free. And this is exactly what Trump is doing right now. He's showing the people. And I do believe to take it to the next step, to actually really show the people, because you just can't say it. I do believe that it has to be done. And I think that Trump is letting everyone know that it's okay if he goes to prison. Remember, we mentioned this many, many months ago where we said that he might go to prison, that there's a very good chance, because again, if you're going to show the people how you're going to fight for freedom and you're going to show the people, look, I'm standing up for the Constitution, and you have a judge trying to silence him every step of the way where he can't defend himself, where he wants to speak freely, but the judge won't let him speak freely. And actually, if you go back in time, this is what the courts used to do. He will have to go to prison to show the people, look, if they throw me in prison, I'm still not going to shut up. I have a constitutional right to defend myself. I have a constitutional right to speak freely. So I do believe that most likely, if he's saying it right now, most likely he might be thrown in prison. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Because if you're going to show the people how to fight, you're going to have to show the people, look, you will take all the slings and arrows and you will actually take it to the next step if it gets that far. So he's already letting the people know, and I know a lot of people are nervous about this, he's saying, it's okay, I will go to prison, I have no problem with it, because you know why? I'm standing up for this country, I'm standing up for you, I'm standing up for the Constitution, and no one is going to violate my right to speak, to defend myself, or anything else. And I think the people, when they see this, and they see what they have done, I do believe he's going to win over the majority of the people, and it's just going to get better and better for him. Yes, for those people that think it's getting darker and darker and scarier, but this is being done to wake the people up. It's being done so the people understand that this is what needs to be done to take this country back. And those people that aren't awake, they have to be slapped multiple times. And you have to remember, to wake people up, everyone hits the precipice at all different times. A lot of people are awake now. He needed the people to wake up at different stages. Why? Because when you wake up the people, like in the very beginning when Q came out, well, that was a small handful of people that were awake. They wanted to get information, and then they started to spread that around. That means more and more people started to wake up. When you have open borders, that means those people that were very concerned about the borders and they see how this is not benefiting the country, those people woke up. When the economy started to break down and those people who were having a difficult time finding jobs or making ends meet because of inflation, those people woke up. As you continually have more and more people wake up, you fight against the system. You fight against the fake news. You fight against the propaganda that they're putting out. Now we're at the end stages, and I do believe everything that we've seen, it woke up enough people, the majority of the people, to combat the deep state players. Now, what Trump is doing is he's going into New Jersey, into New York. He's getting the D's on his side. And there's only two things that I can think of in this country or in the world that everyone has in common. And there are two things that will really wake the people up. One is the economy, because when the economy crashes, pretty much almost everybody feels it. The other one, the other big one, is war. When war is knocking at your door, war is scary. War, well, basically includes everybody. Nobody can say, well, I'm at a different income level, so I don't really care about the war. Yes, I'm not talking about the elites. I'm not talking about their bunkers. I'm talking about the majority of the world. Even if you have a wealthy individual that's not part of the deep state, they're still going to be affected by war. So I do believe to bring this to the end, Trump needs to wake up the rest of the people. And there's only two things that I can think of that is really going to wake everyone up at the same time. Those people that aren't awake, those people that are awake, they're seeing it all play out. Yes, they wish it was done, it was all over, and we were able to take back this country. But again, we're fighting a second revolutionary war. This time it's not with bullets, it's not with blood, it's with information. And I do believe to fight this war, you need the people. And that's the only way you can fight this war. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this and what Trump said. You can hear him say it yourselves. But what's very interesting is Biden, who is supposed to be the uniter of people, the resident who's going to be the most transparent resident, the one who's going to fix the economy, the one that's going to have peace around the world. If you notice, everything is completely opposite of what he says. And I do believe Trump, he's using this against him because, again, Trump, he knew the playbook of the deep state players. He knew he'd be able to use all these issues against them. And it is definitely working out in his favor. Because if you look at the Biden administration, his administration is absolutely a mess. And now we have another individual who is caught in the crosshairs because every single one of these individuals that he appoints is a complete and utter nightmare. And those people that are in his administration, remember, they're all criminals. They're installed in these positions. They're not the brightest because those people are the easiest to control. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, in January 2021, Biden promised he would fire anyone on the spot who treated another colleague with disrespect. A new report details the FDIC chair's abusive behavior and reveals the agency's is rife with sexual harassment and discrimination. Yet Biden refuses to act. He's doing absolutely nothing. And I don't think that really comes as a surprise to anyone because, again, the entire system is a criminal system. They want the criminals in there. They don't want the smart, the brightest, the logical thinking people. They want those people that have no problem in committing a crime, no problem being a pedophile, no problem sexually harassing people. They have no problem with any of these people because, again, they're all part of the criminal syndicate and they know what these people are capable of and they know they use this against them. So why would they want to get rid of them? They wouldn't. And it's becoming clear and clear. The only reason they would get rid of someone if there's so much pressure, that's the only time they would get rid of someone. Just like when everyone started to point out the border and saying how it's not secure, even though they've been telling us it's secure. Did they really close the border? No, all they did was they used political speak. Oh, we're going to go down there. We're going to secure. We need money. We need a lot of money. Well, you don't need money because you're the ones who caused it. Actually, if you notice, the Biden administration has caused all these problems. Let's see. They caused the economic problem. They caused inflation. They caused high fuel costs. They caused the problem with the open border. They caused the problem with crime running rampant in all different cities. They caused all these problems, and the problems that they caused, they put it back on the people saying, listen, you have to pay for all of this. You have to give us more money so we can solve the problems that they actually created. And I think people now are starting to understand and starting to realize this. When you look at what they have done in the past, people, I think, are going to start to really understand and realize that they're the cause of all these problems. The problems with COVID, the problem with the bioweapon, the problem with everything that they have done, they're the ones who caused it. Then they always want the people to pay for what they have done. So they destroy, they cause problems, and they want people to then pay for that. I mean, really think about this for a second. And when you look at the border, it's a disaster. And these people coming over the border who are coming over illegally, they want the people to pay more money to house, feed, clothe all of these individuals. So let's see. The deep state is bringing these people in and they want people to pay for everything. Ed Wokeness put this out and said, illegals in Denver have released a list of demands for the city. Cook own food with ingredients provided by city, shower access available without time limits, medical visits will happen regularly, receive same housing support offered to others, shelter residents will receive employment support, consultations with a free immigration lawyer. Wow. They truly want a lot, don't they? And these are the people that are coming in illegally. They broke the law. Why would the people of this country, especially with the economy breaking down, why would people want more of their money spent on these individuals where the deep state is actually bringing them in? They wouldn't. And this is really waking the people up, and the people are starting to really see it. And the people are seeing censorship. Every single day, you can look out at all the different countries. They're using hate speech. They're trying to implement certain laws where if you say something, you're completely banned, or you might have to have a license to actually put up a statement or a meme or anything like that. It sounds ridiculous, but it's actually happening. Update from Australia's Prime Minister. You're going to need a social license to post memes. Parliament needs to understand how social media companies dial up and down the content that supports healthy democracies, as well as anti-social content that undermines public safety. So the Prime Minister wants you to have a social license. This is how the deep state does it. Ooh, let's start New Zealand, Australia, UK, and the rest. Let's push hate speech laws. Now let's try a social license. Because what are they trying to do? They're trying to shut you up. Elon Musk responded to this and said, I doubt that people of Australia agree with suppressing their rights. And he's absolutely right. You think the people agree with this? Absolutely not. You think they like Elon Musk and his platform X? No. The reason they don't like it is because they can't control it. He's allowing people to speak freely. Not every single person, because he hasn't brought back all the people that were basically brought or shut down on X. But those people that are on there, most of them can speak freely, a lot freer than they did before. I think Truth Social, you can speak a lot freer because no one censors you there. And you have the ability to speak your mind. But again, they don't want X because it has a lot of people on the platform. And a lot of people can say a lot of different things that counters the narrative of the deep state players. So you know what they did? It looks like the deep state players, they decided, let's attack Tesla. Let's attack Elon. I mean, this is what they've been doing from the very beginning. If you look at True Social, when that went public, what happened? They attacked the stock with naked shorts. Devin Nunes, the CEO, had a right into the U.S. House of Representatives saying, can you just take a look at this and start your investigation to see who's doing this? I have a good idea who's doing it, but we need an investigation. As soon as that letter was sent, you know something? All of a sudden, the naked shorts stopped and the stock went up. Amazing, isn't it? But look what they're doing to Elon Musk. It looks like the left radical anti-Tesla mob attempts to storm the premises of the electrical vehicle factory in Germany. And a lot of these people, they look like they're Antifa. They got their umbrellas. They're dressed up in black. They got black hoods. It looks like Antifa is trying to put a lot of pressure, because they're taking instruction from the top, on Elon Musk. Do you think this is going to work? Absolutely not. I mean, look in this country. Biden is doing the same thing as other countries. He is doing it via, you know, backroom deals where he talks to the social media platform, saying these are the people that we want you to take down. He doesn't want the people to know that he's doing this. And he has the FBI, the Secret Service, looking into people that put out memes, looking into people that make fun of him. And he has the Secret Service now investigating a Maine veteran after allegedly joking about Biden wearing Depends. Why would the Secret Service, why would the FBI, why would any of these people be going to people's homes to say, hey, did you post that meme? Hey, did you make that joke? Yes, we're allowed to speak freely. We're allowed to say whatever we want, especially when we have people that are elected into, oh, wait a minute, they're not elected. That's right, they're installed. That's why they have the Gestapo going to everyone's home. That's why they're trying to censor people. Because you have to remember, these people don't represent the people. They don't support the Constitution. They are installed. They are the problem. An installed dictatorship. They don't like when people talk about them and people tell the truth and people tell other people, look what they're doing. They don't want that. If you look at any dictator, they always stop people from doing this. But the other thing that's very interesting is it looks like Viktor Orban, he met with President Xi, and you have to remember, Trump just met with Viktor Orban, and Trump also met with many other leaders. And remember, he's supposed to be a former president, but the leaders are coming to New York to meet with him. Very interesting. But this is what Viktor Orban put out. He said, it was an honor to welcome President Xi Jinping during his state visit to Hungary. The cooperation between Hungary and China has reached new heights in the past 15 years. The world is a cloudy place, so thank God we now cherish an all-weather comprehensive strategic partnership in the new era. And I do believe, for some reason, I do believe that Putin, Xi Jinping, Trump, Viktor Orban, and many others, They're all working together to remove the deep state players from this country and other countries. Because remember, the deep state players, they're not just in the United States. The deep state players are all over the place. And I do believe this is a massive operation, and it's a cleanup operation. And I do believe there are certain leaders that are working with each other to get rid of the deep state players. And with all these wars that we're seeing, yes, this is part of the 16-year plan, but I also believe that since Putin is in Ukraine, I do believe Xi is going to be going to Taiwan. I do believe Israel now is cleaning out the terrorists in Gaza. I do believe these are all coordinated operations to remove the terrorists, to remove the deep state, to weaken them like we've never seen before. And I do believe it is working, and the deep state now is struggling. And the deep state, they realize that, hey, the elections are coming up. Trump has the people. We don't have the ability to cheat, and we're going to have to create the ability to cheat, and we're going to try to use another plandemic. Now, I do believe they're waiting for the WHO to get the votes. Don't know if they will. Hopefully not. But if they do get the votes, that's when you're going to see them really push the plandemic. I mean, they've been building the narrative over time with the bird flu, and they keep making it sound like it's going to be really, really bad, that it can mutate and transfer to different places and it can reach the human. But remember, it's a virus. What cures the viruses? Trump mentioned it, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. This is why they never wanted you to know that these drugs actually cured viruses. Because how would they unleash a pandemic if everyone knows that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine cures the flu, the common cold, the COVID, the bird flu, and the rest? Would they ever be able to release a pandemic on the people again? No, they wouldn't. And we wouldn't need any of these, bioweapons that they keep pushing on the people. I do believe these drugs also help with cancer. And I do believe people are going to find this out sooner or later because, well, let me ask you a question. You know what a debt trap is? Well, most people are caught in a debt trap, and it's not your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set a gas price or make credit card companies jack up interest rates. The thing is, that debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get out now. The only company I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be any easier. Just get a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, or click the link in the description. Remember, Trump didn't just mention this by accident. He put it out into the public realm on purpose so people would know. But you can see the deep state players, they still want you to take the bioweapon, even though AstraZeneca is being removed because of all the side effects. And remember, if it's AstraZeneca with the mRNA, what do you think? The other pharmaceutical companies, you don't think they have the same exact problems? Of course they do. And you can see all the people now are backtracking on all of this. But Professor Peter Hortez, he put this out and he says, this is a dangerous anti-science disinformation, pure and simple. Ivermectin does nothing to help people with COVID. Same with hydroxychloroquine. COVID vaccines saved 3 million American lives. No, they didn't. Actually, it's the opposite. Natural immunity is saving the people. Actually, the bioweapon is hurting people. It's giving them rare diseases. It's giving them heart problems. Cancer now is flaring up. And would anyone believe this person, especially with AstraZeneca taking their drug off the market? Absolutely not. With peer review documentation that's coming out showing everyone, yeah, they lied to every single person. Patriot Star Control put this out on X and said the vaccine scientist who's been all over CNN telling people to get infinite boosters is now doubling down against ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Side note, he is also the director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for vaccine development. Yikes. Would you let this guy inject your child? Absolutely not. But again, these people putting out this information, can we see your peer review document? Can we see the evidence that it actually does what you say it's doing? Because we have plenty of information and evidence, peer review, by the way, that shows the actual opposite of what this person's saying. But you could see the deep state players, they are now pushing the bird flu. Now, is this going to be disease X? Is this what they're going to use? Maybe, maybe not. But it looks like they're preparing to say, look, all the cows, the cattle, the pigs, the chickens, it looks like we're going to have to maybe get rid of the food supply. I think they might be going in a little bit different direction by saying that it's the bird flu, that it could mutate. And if you eat any of these type of foods, we can't have this. So we're going to have to destroy the food supply so we can usher in bugs. And it looks like this is what they're trying to do with all of this. And we'll have to see how this plays out. But again, as we know, we have these antiviral medications that are cheap. Nobody owns. The pharmaceutical companies really can't make any money on it. And that's why they tried to block it from the very, very beginning. This is why they tried to use the bioweapon from the very, very beginning. But let's see how this plays out. There's just a couple more days before the vote is being done for the WHO, and we'll see how this plays out. Now, once again, if the WHO doesn't get the vote, this is going to be very, very hard to push because everyone's not going to be on board. And once again, they're not going to have total control of what's going on with the medical information. If the WHO does get the vote, they will have control over governments, and this will make it a lot easier for them to try to cheat in the next election. Because is this really about the virus? Or is it about the election? And I do believe we all know this is all about the election. This is about the 2024 election. Trump let everyone know, and I do believe this is part of his plan. And the first part of the plan, back when he was in the White House, he set everything up. He reversed everything the deep state players were trying to do. He put everything into place for a continuity of government. And he needed to wake the people up. He got control of the government via the military. He got control of the country. He made sure the country was safe. And since he got that control, it was a lot easier than to wake the people up by putting the resident in and allowing the deep state players to do exactly what they do. And that is destroy this country, remove your freedom, violate your rights. And he needed to show the people this. And he needed to be the leader. He needed to be out front showing everyone, look, I will not give up. I will fight to the very, very end. You see me doing it? This is what every single person has to do. And he made an announcement while he was at the trial over the week, and he said that he will go to jail. He's willing to go to jail for the Constitution by defying the gag order. And once again, he's showing the people, this is how you fight for your rights. The judge is telling me one thing, but I have a constitutional right to speak. I have a constitutional right to defend myself. If everyone else can talk about me and I can't say anything to defend myself, you're violating my constitutional rights, and I will stand up for the Constitution. I will stand up to these tyrannical dictator people, and I will fight back. Just take a listen to what he said here.
Put me in jail, and that could happen one day, and I'd be very proud to go to jail for our Constitution, because what he's doing is so unconstitutional.
He's absolutely right. He should fight back. He should push back, because he needs to show the people, this is how you fight for your country. Now, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know that the debate has already been scheduled for September, and Trump, he's been egging Joe Biden to debate him. And again, this is going to be an issues debate. How well do you think Biden's going to do in this? Because Trump is just going to continually call him out. Open borders, the economy's failing, and he's going to use facts. He's going to use documented facts. And Biden is going to have a very difficult time trying to defend himself, because the issues are not on Biden's side. The issues are on Trump's side, where he has the truth and he has the facts and he can bring up the issues and he can destroy Biden. I think the deep state players, they know this. Now, once again, I do believe this is a show that we are watching right now. And once again, how do you wake the people up? How do you get the people to see the truth? Well, you have a debate against the person who's been destroying this country. How do you wake the D's up? Well, you think the people are going to be watching this debate? Yeah, I do believe the D's are going to be watching this. And what are they going to hear? They're going to hear the real issues. They're going to hear it all play out. And the people are going to go, holy crap. Now, if they go through with it, the people are going to really wake up like we've never seen before. And the people are going to say, this is not the guy that should be president, and that is Biden. And people are going to look at Trump going, holy crap, he's right. open borders, the economy is falling apart. And if they have this debate in September, war is approaching. I think there's going to be a lot of people waking up here. So Biden is urging the debate with Trump. He said, set it up. Trump, he responded on Truth and said, letter to Joe. Dear Joe, now that you've committed to debate me on the now dying Howard Stern show, no less, let's set it up right now. I'm ready to go anywhere that you are. We could do it in D.C., even pinpoint the White House, or in New York when your radical left fascists are finished with the election interference against your political opponent, me. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe if the Biden administration, which they should do it, because again, if you're running for president, you should have a debate. I think the people want a debate. And this is going to wake a lot of people up. And you can see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, it looks like they're already starting the censorship because former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, well, he had his conservative talk radio show canceled after repeatedly questioning the results of the 2020 election. Well, you can't say that the 2020 elections, they were not on the up and up. They were rigged. I don't believe that they were honest. So now we have the radio stations canceling conservatives. This is absolutely unbelievable. And remember, this is coming from John Katsimatidis, a billionaire who owns the radio station. It's supposed to be conservative. And all of a sudden, he doesn't want Rudy Giuliani talking about the Dominion voting systems, about the 2020 elections and how they're not on the up and up. Because remember, we have the proof now that shows that the election should have never been certified. The Georgia elections, they're ripe with violations. They cheated in the election with the ballot. It's absolutely unbelievable. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, we could see that the deep state players, what they're doing is they're bringing all the illegals in because they're getting prepped and prepared for what's coming, which is the 2024 election. And they want to cheat in this election any way they possibly can. And I do believe they're going to try to use all different tactics to try to cheat. But I think in the end, they're just not going to have enough people to actually override the system to cheat. So if you have someone where their poll numbers are continually dropping and you're bringing in all the illegals and you're trying to make up the difference, I don't think they have the ability to bring in enough people, especially when we head down the path where the economy's crashing, the war's coming, and if Trump and Biden debate, I don't think they'll be able to make up the difference. And I do believe this is why they're going to try to use a change of batter to try to make up that difference. Because, yes, they can cheat, but they need someone at least popular just to have a couple of votes here so it doesn't look so obvious. Because if the poll numbers are so bad, people are going to notice, like, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. How could this possibly be? Because especially when the people coming out of the exit polls and they say, oh, I voted all for Trump, I voted for all for Trump, it's going to look very, very suspicious. See, before they were able to do it because they had Biden and he was halfway decent at the time. This time around, they won't be able to do it. Even though Trump won by a lot, he still had people voting for him. This time around, I think it's going to be very, very difficult. And this is why one of the reasons why they're bringing in so many illegals. But Tom Fitton put this out and he's referring to another post on X, and it says Immigration Accountability Project. It says the left, undocumented immigrants, also known as illegals, don't vote. Also the left, we have a wave inadmissibility for illegal voting in all our amnesty bills because undocumented immigrants vote. Tom Fitton responded to this and said, the left know full well the illegal aliens vote, and they do. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, they had Johnson push this bill, and I do believe this is coming from Trump, saying everyone has to be a citizen. Everyone has to have an ID. You're going to see all the D's and the rhinos say, absolutely not. We don't want this whatsoever. And you have to remember, the excuse that, oh, wait, the black population, they don't know how to get a voter ID. Well, you know, out in Africa, most of the countries in Africa, they require a voter ID. How can they do it over there? Are they calling black people stupid? Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing because they are racist. That's what they're doing. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, taxpayer-funded ID program for illegal immigrants expected to begin this summer. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is eyeing a summer rollout for a controversial ID card pilot program for illegal immigrants being released into the U.S., and the agency hopes it will modernize the documentation process for removal proceedings. The iSecure DACA card program was first reported on in 2022. ICE is planning a limited rollout of the program. ICE confirmed that the pilot program is expected to commence this summer with the distribution of approximately 10,000 cards, while the agency stressed that plans are pre-decisional and still subject to change. It is expected the cards will be issued in 3 or 4 locations in the U.S. I do believe this operation is going to be a lot bigger. I do believe, yes, it might be used to deport people, but is this going to give them the ability to make them believe that they are a citizen and they can vote in the election by sending in a mail-in ballot? Remember that law that says if you believe that you're a citizen, then you didn't really break the law. So I do believe this time around, we cannot use the mail-in ballots. We can't use the drop boxes. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have plans where we're not going to be using them. And I don't think this is going to be a traditional election, just like 2020 was not a traditional election. Because remember, we had COVID back then. That wasn't a normal election like we had in the past. This time around, I do believe what Trump is going to do is he's going to make an election that we haven't seen before. I mean, we've had one like this before, but we haven't seen it in a long time. So think about it. Back in 2020, the deep state players, they changed the election to cheat. This time around, Trump is going to allow the deep state players to destroy their own system, and he's going to use this against them to win the election, because I do believe we're going to be ushering in paper ballots. And now, since the people are seeing the truth about how the elections were rigged, I think more and more people are going to demand paper ballots, especially when the country is attacked, especially when the systems are attacked. People are not going to trust the systems to run the election. And I do believe this is going to give the Patriots the step up that they need to usher in paper ballots. But when we look at Georgia, we can see that the election should have never been certified. Liz Harrington put this out on X and said, "Does the investigation confirm there are missing ballot images? Yes. Case closed. No cover-up operation can conceal the fact that Fulton County did not have the votes it claimed it had. The recount could not replicate the original results. Oh, and it's news to Fulton County that they are missing over 300,000 ballot images from Election Day." So once again, they tried to cover it up. They did the best they can, but the truth is out there. And Trump was right again. And these people that fought very hard to prove this, well, again, they're showing the American people, look how they rigged the election, and then look how they try to cover it up. And this happened in Arizona, it happened in Pennsylvania, it happened everywhere, because the system that we're using is a deep state system that installs people. It's a cheating system. But let's go back a little bit in time, because remember Raffensperger, who wanted to debate Trump on the 2020 election? You think he wants to have a debate now? Patriots are Control on X put this out and said, "Remember last year when Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, challenged Trump to debate on the 2020 election results? I wonder if this offer still stands. Trump's first debate question, Brad, why are there over 300,000 ballot images missing in Fulton County?" That is very interesting. And again, you could see the deep state players, they're planning for the 2024 election. They're going to cheat in it. They're going to do the best they possibly can. And they're prepared if they lose. They're also prepared if they win. Jeff Carlson gives us the loose translation of what they really mean. This is what he says. "We stole the 2020 election and we're trying to steal the 2024 election. If we lose, we'll claim you cheated and unleash raging mobs on all the major cities. If we win, we'll jail anyone who complains." And that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, think about it. They're going to lose this time around. And when they lose, they will release the illegals. They will release Antifa. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared for this. They know what is coming. Plus, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to shut down communications. In the end, they will try to shut down pretty much everything so this way they can control the narrative of what's happening in this country. And I do believe the riots that you're going to see, especially when they try to delay the election, And they tried not to certify the election afterwards. I do believe the mobs that we're going to see, they're going to try to pass them off that they are the MAGA supporters, the Trump supporters, because the deep state will not certify the elections and the Trump supporters are angry about this. And I do believe that's what they're going to try to use in the very beginning. But I do believe what's going to happen is going to morph, because there won't be any Trump supporters, MAGA supporters out there, except their people that are dressed up like this. And then the elections will eventually be certified, because remember, they can't send the election results back to the legislatures. The deep state players, the D's, they already created a law that doesn't allow them to do it. And remember, the vice president did have that ability. Trump tricked them into passing a law that took that ability away. So the elections must be certified. I mean, they'll try not to. They'll try to use, oh, he's using fake electors. Or they'll try to shove in as many illegals as they possibly can for the electoral count. But I don't think that's going to be possible. So I think their entire mission is to say that he used fake electors. And I don't think this is going to fly. And I do believe this is when they're going to unleash these individuals onto the streets. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared for this. And Trump already mentioned, listen, we can use the military to deport all these people. We can use the military with the National Guard in this country. And the Posse Comitatus Act really doesn't apply. Actually, I don't think it applies going back all the way to 2020, because back then there was an insurrection and the military can be on U.S. soil, because that's one of the exceptions. The other exception is an invasion in this country. So how do we come full circle? If you notice, Trump is starting to tell everyone he has the ability to use the military, because he has to, we have to come full circle, because people wouldn't be able to comprehend why Trump could use the military unless something is happening in this country. So back then, the military took control. People couldn't understand why the military could be on U.S. soil, because everyone thinks that, you know, the elections were on the up and up when the elections happened. Yes, the people see the elections were rigged, but they don't understand that there was an actual insurrection against the president of the United States, which was Trump, which actually gave the exception where the military then can be on U.S. soil. So to show people the military can be on U.S. soil, we need something to happen to come full circle to show people, look, we have an invasion. The military can operate on U.S. soil. And this is how you bring the military back into the picture. But along the way, we could see the deep state players, they're going to try to shut down communications because they don't want information out there. And right now, we're having a very bad geomagnetic storm. A lot of people can see the northern lights and, you know, all the different colors and things like that that's happening right now. And this is a G5. It's an extreme geomagnetic storm. And I do believe this is going to give the deep state players a chance to do something to the systems. And what's very interesting, and Lisa May put this out, she said, odd post about by Dan Scavino on Facebook last night. And it shows a video from 1936 when the phones, remember, they didn't have any rotary dials or anything like that. You just picked it up and you said, operator, connect me to whatever the number was, and they would connect you. Well, in 1936 at midnight, they were switching over the phone systems and they were going to dial direct, and everyone was going to get a directory, which I find very, very interesting that he's talking about communications and how communications is changing. So does that mean that when everything goes down, communications, the way we receive our communications, though, that is going to change at that moment? And what do I mean by change? Well, think about it. If we have some type of cyber attack and a communication blackout, is the way we receive information, is that going to change? I do believe it will. Now, again, are they going to use the storm to insert something while nobody's looking, saying, oh, look, a satellite went down. Oh, look, this went down. Oh, that went down. Most likely, yes. Looks like Starlink right now, because Elon is reporting about Starlink, that the major geomagnetic solar storm, which is happening right now, it looks like the satellites are under pressure, but everything is holding up so far. So I do believe the deep state players, they're going to try to use this one way or another. Do I think everything's going to be shut down over this weekend? No, absolutely not. You might see, you know, hiccups here or there, but I do believe we'll be able to weather the storm. But I do believe with Dan Scavino's message, I do believe when we do have a communications blackout, I do believe that the way we communicate is going to change, because if we can't communicate using the internet or we can't access certain things, we might be getting our messages on the cell phone through the emergency broadcast system. So I do believe he might be letting us know that is what is coming. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in total control. Trump is letting everyone know this is the way we have to fight. This is how we fight for the freedom. This is how we take back the country. And I do believe the plan is absolutely working. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, yes, it's going to get scary. Yes, it's going to get dark. Yes, it's going to feel like the world is falling apart. But when you feel discomfort, when you feel things like this, people wake up. People then start to think. People start to say, why is this happening? And that's the most important part, because this wakes the people up. And when the people are awake, they see it all. It's almost like Neo, when he was taken out of the Matrix, he was able to see everything very, very clearly, because you're seeing it from the outside. You're no longer within the system. You're outside of the system, and you can see the system very, very clearly. And I think soon people are going to be able to see the system very, very clearly. And this is going to be a disaster for the deep state players. Because remember, when the people are awake, they lose control. And who gains control? The Patriots. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.